I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. The world of sports was rocked this week by several scandalous events. In baseball, legendary pitcher Roger Clemens was named in a questionable article on steroids. Frank Robinson and Dusty Baker left the pool of active black managers in the sport nearly drained. And in football, Tennessee Titans Albert Haynesworth put his worst foot forward. NPR's Tony Cox spoke to New York Times sports columnist William C. Roden about the good, the bad, and the downright ugly.
So let's start with baseball. The playoffs, right. You know, there's some excitement, isn't there?
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, particularly in New York. Now, I know people will automatically accuse me of being New York-centric, but...
We're not having a Subway Series. I'm just going to tell you that.
Well, I think you are, as a matter of fact. You know, I mean, but this time, though, it really, I think it's really just baseball. I mean, the Mets have an outstanding team with built not so much around pitching, but just a lot of young players and... You know, and everybody can continue to hate the Yankees.
Now, it's not such a good time of the year for people like Dusty Baker and Frank Robinson, right. Unfortunately, who have been pink-slipped. Right. Their teams played poorly enough that you knew this was coming, and yet at the same time, that's two African-American managers gone, leaving how many?
One, if any.
Well, see, that's the whole point, isn't it?
This is a terrible time of year for managers in general because they get fired. This is just such an interesting time for African Americans in this country in general, just in terms of being in leadership positions and that kind of stuff. And baseball is just such a great microcosm of that, because what used to be a very bustling presence, you know, with Jackie Robinson and all that, has now dwindled, man, to just verily a whisper.
One more baseball note before we move on to football. Baseball involving Roger Clemens, Andy Pettitte, Miguel Tejada. LA Times does this story, says that they're linked to the steroids, and then the attorney general comes out and says, no, they're not. Where does this stand, briefly?
I think that's it. The LA Times has said they stand by the story, and obviously Pettitte and Clemens are saying they didn't do anything. And I guess at one level, I've got to kind of be consistent in that with, you know, same thing with Barry Bonds. I'm saying, listen, you're innocent until you're proven guilty. And the challenge I'm issuing to, you know, sort of my sports brethren is that, okay, now, are you going to do to Clemens what you've done to Bonds? And you already hear the answer now. Well, you know, let's just let everything play itself out.
See what happens. Let's move on to the NFL. It has been quite a week in the NFL as well. Not such a good week. And the new commissioner has certainly made his presence felt in the Albert Haynesworth case. The situation with Haynesworth was he's a defensive lineman for the Tennessee Titans. During a game last week against Dallas, he was involved in a play in which he knocked the helmet off of the opposing player and then literally stomped on this guy's head, opening up a number of stitches, and received, to date, the stiffest penalty in the history of the NFL for that. Now, Haynesworth has apologized. The Players Association has said they're not going to appeal the suspension. Has it been handled appropriately, do you think?
Well, somebody like that probably should not be playing. If he did what he did in civilian life, he'd be in jail.
Well, his college teammates, his former college teammates at Tennessee said that there's a history of erratic and violent behavior on this player's part.
Here's the problem, Tony. There are a lot of guys who are playing these sports, probably women too, who, because of their athletic ability, may have undiagnosed psychological issues that are kind of glossed over. He does not need to be playing the sport because clearly the sport, it doesn't make the condition better.
Let me move on to one last, really quickly, one last thing. Vince Young got a chance to play last week. Matt Leinart gets a chance to play this coming week. Mm-hmm. What did you see, and what do you think you'll see with Leinart coming up?
You see, two rookies, I like them both. I think this is going to be a rivalry for a long time. Leinart, he may click a little quicker because he's got such a prototypical conservative style. I think Vince Young brings such unique things to the game. It's going to take a little while, but I think these two guys, and particularly Young, are going to be very dramatic and very great rivals for a long time.
Thank you very much. Bill Roden is a sports columnist with the New York Times. We always appreciate your input, Mr. Roden. Thanks.
Hey, it's a pleasure, Tony.
That was NPR's Tony Cox.